7 seconds. Oh, 5, 4, 3, 2.
I love that they added that to the website.
8 days, 23 hours, and 59 minutes you have to get in on this, everybody. I love the countdown thing. I love it. This is it's not even that difficult to be a part of. Just show up, get on there, put your information in.
Log into the website, put your information in, and you're good to go.
And it's free.
Yeah.
And while you're doing that, please mention that you heard about it on the morning show here at WFHR.
Yes, that's an important bit.
Yeah. We'll be back with more, but you can find out more about this at civicmedia.us/million. Civicmedia.us/million. We'll be back with more morning show here at WFHR, where we are a locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Police in New Mexico say a SWAT team has arrested a failed candidate for office who claimed he was the victim of a rigged November election. They say Solomon Pena, a Republican, hired hitmen to stage drive-by shootings at the homes of Democratic lawmakers in Albuquerque. Mayor Tim Keller.
This type of radicalism is a threat to our nation, and it has made its way to our doorstep right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But I know here we are going to push back, and we will not allow this to cross the threshold.
Police say no one was injured in the shootings, though one bullet entered the bedroom of the 10-year-old daughter of a state lawmaker while the girl was sleeping. Police in Fort Pierce, Florida are searching for suspects after 8 people were injured, one critically, in a shooting at a park during a large Martin Luther King Day event. WPEC-TV's Stephanie Valderrama.
I'm here in this parking lot. It is just trash. There is trash all over it. You can imagine as people are just trying to hide, running, ditching everything, taking cover behind cars, really anything that they could hide behind.
New evidence Americans were putting off important things as they became more expensive. CBS's Jim Krasula explains.
Nearly 40% of Americans put off medical care last year amid the highest inflation rate in the U.S. in more than 40 years. That's according to a new Gallup poll. The figure was up 12% from 2020. Nearly 30% said the medical treatment was for a very or somewhat serious condition.
The death toll from Sunday's plane crash in the Himalaya Mountains has gone up to 70. Rescuers are still searching for 2 passengers missing and presumed dead. Aviation officials still searching for a cause. The BBC's Regina Vadianath is in Nepal.
Officials told the BBC the pilot asked to change runways on approach after he was given the clear. The plane crashed. As armed police guard the hospital, families wait outside. It's been a painful few days for Nepal. This country still wants closure.
Fewer babies are being born in China, and there are fears it could impact the global economy. The country's reporting its lowest birth rate in 60 years, after decades of limiting most families to just 1 child. There's an auction to benefit musicians in need.
I still meet you where you've been.
Taylor Swift's acoustic guitar and Eminem signed tennis shoes will both be up for grabs February 5th.
My name is Sadie.
So will an outfit worn by BTS. All proceeds will go to Music Cares. Dow Futures down 139. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with unbelievable extended end-of-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL. Steel.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Act fast, because for a limited time only, General Steel is extending its end of year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
Thank you. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs around 36, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight, lows dip down to about 26. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, high of 33. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It is 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
We hope you're having a fantastic one out there, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Good stuff coming up for you. Got some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day. We're going to talk about all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Got them all coming up. But just a couple of quick hits here for entertainment news. I find some of this stuff interesting, just some of these stories. So we're just going to touch on some of them. There's not a whole lot of digging that we need to do into all of them, though.
Mm.
So just to kick off right away, whoever is bothering Selena Gomez, you leave her alone.
Yeah.
Knock it off right now. I got late to the game with Selena Gomez. I didn't know how talented this young lady was and everything, but seeing her in Only Murders in This Building with Steve Martin and Steve Martin Short, she has held her own. She has done great. Those two individuals who I've looked up to my whole life love this young lady, and she is incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. So you leave her alone. No. So Selena Gomez brushed off online body shamers following her red carpet appearance at the Golden Globes on Tuesday. The singer, producer, and actress, an entrepreneur, took to Instagram with her date, her little sister, Gracie Teefy, to talk about her body positivity. "I'm a little bit big right now because I enjoyed myself during the holidays," she said. I mean, right? Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Supporters were quick to defend Gomez and talk about her, but there are a lot of people that were shaming her before this because she didn't look any different to me. Like, she looks like the same, essentially. Like, I don't know what they were talking about. I don't know. But let's say she gained 100 pounds. What's it your business?
Yeah.
Like, what does it matter? Like, one of the most ridiculous things in society is the fat shaming or the body shaming or any of these things. And the majority of people doing this, look in the mirror, man. Like, what do you got that's so good that, like, even if you're a supermodel, picking on somebody else's body is ridiculous, let alone half of society that is doing this are people that, like, definitely should, I mean, work on your own self before you start to take out other people here and everything. I'm a little defensive here.
They're not probably ones that are going to be in front of the camera.
No. No, and I'm sorry, and I am not expecting empathy for this one or sympathy even at all. I completely whether you do or you don't, every actor knows what they are signing up for.
Okay, maybe, but body shaming, picking on somebody for how they look, that should not be okay. Ever.
No, I was good. If I could finish, sorry. That's what I was going to say. There's a line, though.
Yes.
We understand when we go into this, and a casting agent, I just got done with an audition last week, and the casting agent made me feel this big because of my nose. Like, I've had this happen my whole career, but I signed up for this. I understand that. That's a casting agent. I get what they're doing. Now, what I was going to say is exactly what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Is society, the way that they react to these things, the way they treat us, the way they treat people, tearing people to shreds over these things and stuff. Like, that's tacky. That it's, to me, it's the same thing as the TMZ stuff. Like, nobody signs up for that. That is not kosher. That is not cool. We shouldn't have allowed that in our society. The fact that we embrace this stuff that people look for what is the show on here after your 6 o'clock news or whatever, news or whatever, and all these
entertainment
things. Yeah, all these tacky, nasty shows that just all they're looking for is, hey, what couple isn't getting along? Who put on 5 pounds? Who's got a pimple? You know, I mean, these things that they want to do is tear people down. That's all it's built for, is to tear people down.
You know, I almost wonder, James, if we don't do this as a society because we are so busy doing it to ourselves. We're so busy beating ourselves up over how we look and how we feel about our bodies that people who, for a living, put themselves in front of a camera and entertain us that it's really easy to project that onto them.
And I think we have a winner, everybody. Sorry, I'm trying to find a way to lighten the mood because I got a little edgy there for a second. But I think you're absolutely right, Melissa. I think that there's more of that going on in the world than we even realize, of self-projecting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we bring attention to these things, hopefully we do a little bit better job going forward of actually doing them. Because I do think that it's easy for people like me to point the finger and blame, but there are three more pointing right back at me, and I might be guilty of these things too at times.
We're all human. We should be appreciated and loved for what we can bring and what we do and our actions. Not, you know, I mean, yes, Selena is in some ways celebrated for how she looks.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the entirety of her. So if she has 5 extra pounds, so what?
Well said. And nothing I can add to that one. Ron Howard wants a Backdraft TV series. The movie Backdraft came out some years back in 91. It was a firefighter movie starring Kurt Russell and William Baldwin. I haven't seen it in a while, but I know it was one of my favorite movies when I was younger.
And it was really big in its day.
It was like, it was at the time, I don't think there had been a better movie when it came to trying to put yourself in the feet of shoes of a firefighter.
A firefighter, yeah.
Ron told Entertainment Weekly, quote, Backdraft would be really good. You could get the scope and the intensity that we had to do all in camera. Now we could do it efficiently and safely.
Mm.
We were kind of on the borderline there when you throw the safety question into what we were doing. I was so relieved when we wrapped, but now I believe we could tackle it and be just as ambitious visually and be a little safer.
Oh, because of CG?
Yeah. He clarified that a series is not in the works, but that producer Brian Grazer, his partner in crime, did Arrested Development and a million other things together, talked about it from time to time. And if it were to happen, it would be Ron's third movie to become a series.
Hmm.
In 89, the 89 movie Parenthood was adapted into a series in 1990 for one season, then a second time in 2010 for 6 seasons. And of course, most recently, 1988's Willow is now a Disney Plus show.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a smart move that a lot of creatives are doing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always work, but man, I would love if they did this.
Mm-hmm.
I am a sucker for anything involving firefighters. I've always said it's that and the Old West. Like, those are two things that pull me in every single time to a movie or a TV show. I don't think we have enough. I don't think we do enough talking about our firefighters and all those things. And I'm not talking about a TV show like Chicago Fire, where it's just pretty much about will they or won't they sleep together or something. Like, that's not what I
the drama.
Yeah. I'd like to see something a little more based on. And I shouldn't pick on that show. I've never seen a whole episode, so I don't know how much they cover that. I just know what people tell me. And my agent tells me, honestly, when I've talked about auditioning for those shows.
Okay.
They need
the accolades and the honor, and a lot of firefighters are volunteer. You know, a lot of our fire stations across the country, and in Wisconsin, we don't have enough firefighters.
So
we don't have enough funding for fire stations.
Yeah. The more attention, maybe it takes a TV show to bring a little more attention to these things, and people will, you know, maybe start helping a little bit more with this stuff.
Yeah.
I wanted to wrap up our entertainment section talking a little bit about our friends over at our theater in this area, really.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about two great companies, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater and Central Wisconsin Theater. Theater Association.
Yes.
They're both got great things coming up and are going to be joining us on Director's Cut in the morning show here. I'll do this chronologically.
Okay.
So let's see. Coming up with CWAC, they have 1974, February 3rd through the 5th, and February 10th through the 11th. This is a comedy written by the great Mike E. Egrin, a local favorite of ours around here, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Looks really good, and if Mike wrote it, I can almost guarantee it's going to be good.
Yes, a very good friend of mine is in it as well, Christopher Bongan.
Oh, right
on,
right on.
He's an awesome actor.
I was talking with Amber Fate, who kind of helps me coordinate these interviews with our CWAC friends and stuff. So we're looking to have them on Director's Cut either this week or next week, one or the other. We're going to have them join us. Looking forward
good.
To that.
That'll be fun.
You can find out more by following them on social media. Just type into your search bar Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater, or you can go to CWAC.org. That is CWACT.org. CWAC.org. And of course, our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater have some great things going on. I have been hearing from Moselle about the work that they've been doing on Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Yeah.
Man, they are excited about this one. This is in their Edgy Studio Theater Director's Showcase. Mm-hmm. It's a part of that. It's coming up January 27th and 28th at 7 o'clock. You know the movie. This play is going to bring you a different angle, a different side of it, while also, you know, giving you the spirit of the movie.
Mystique. It's a full three-act play.
Yes. Yes. Mystique McAmoner directed this, and one of our better directors in this area. Also, is acting in the play as well. Mystique and Moselle are going to join us on Director's Cut this week as well.
Nice.
And I think that will be on this Sunday's episode.
Awesome.
So looking forward to that.
Yes, I got to stop and buy tickets today.
I'm so happy for them and so proud of this. Mm-hmm. Not only them, but the work that you did in the Director's Showcase that all of our performers are doing.
Yeah, what they're trying to build and develop there for the Showcase Theater is exciting because it is it's a side of theater that we don't often get to see in community theater level because people want comedies most often.
Yeah.
You know, they want to go, they want to have a, and I should say not just people, like, the majority of people.
Sure.
But there's this subset of theater lovers who want to go see something that's a little more edgy or that discusses the topics in life that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, but that we don't necessarily always talk about or want to face. And this helps get those conversations going. It gives you empathy for situations. It you get into the meat of issues.
There's a reason there are 9 Law and Orders and 9 NCISs in those things. They're great shows. They are what they are. You don't have to tune to, you're not going to watch those and see Shakespeare or be completely maybe blown away by a plot point or something. Mm-hmm. And you're not supposed to be. They're supposed to be just entertaining enough to keep you engaged and enjoy the show. There's a reason people still come and go see all the big hits, the Oklahomas, the big ones. It's not that they want to come and see something new. They want to see something that they're familiar with. That isn't a
that they love, that they know. They know the songs for.
So you're right.
Storyline.
People like comedies. They like those things. And just like there's a subset of that, there's a subset of people that want a little bit more. They want a little
something
drama.
Something like The Queen's Gambit. That's only a 6 episode miniseries.
Yeah. That's entertainment, and that all of it's okay. There's none of it that's wrong.
We want all
of it's
the facets
good.
Of it.
So that's why this is so cool that you get your main stage shows like A Streetcar Named Desire on there, a classic, a well-known play.
And that's coming up in March, I believe.
Yep. And then you get shows like this in the Director's Showcase. Again, the Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf premiering January 27th and 28th at 7 o'clock in the Studio Theater over at Centralia Center at the WRCT Studios.
Just 2 nights to get to see that show and a limited amount of seating, too, which is why I got to stop and get my tickets today.
The amazing gang over at the Silver Fox has got their old-time classic radio theater, Roses, Romance, and Valentines.
Oh.
Coming up February 9th and 10th, show will have a matinee on the February 9th at 2 and at February 10th at 6.
Nice.
Silver Fox's style, prepare to feel the love and join them on February 9th at 2 and then February 10th at 6 in the WRCT Studio Theater for a fun and reminiscing as the Silver Foxes perform original radio shows from the golden age of radio. The show will feature original shows with a Valentine's Day theme, and you will be a part of the live studio audience.
Nice.
Do such good work, the gang over there. They're going to have a lot of fun with this one. They'll be joining us as well, probably on Morning Magazine or maybe on the morning show here.
Oh, cool.
We'll get to know and talk with them. And another group that will be joining us on the morning show here or on Morning Magazine, A Streetcar Named Desire, the Tennessee Williams Classic. That'll be the main stage production in March 3rd. That's when that kicks off. You know this play. You know this movie. Don't have to go too in-depth on it. It is a one of those ones that just everybody knows. So, go ahead and check that one out. Again, March 3rd is when that premieres on the main stage. And then I wanted to remind everybody that coming up is going to be auditions for the final show of the main season for WRCT, The Curious Savage. That will premiere in May, so if you have responsibilities plans in May that you may not be able to probably can't audition, just to keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. But there will be audition dates soon for that. Let me double check and make sure that, upcoming auditions, and that will be, audition dates are Monday and Tuesday, March 6th and 7th. 6:30 to 8:30 at the WRCT Theater, looking for parts for 5 men and 6 women.
Wow, it's a pretty big cast.
You can view the script by emailing Tim at cdwrct@solaris.net, cdwrct@solaris.net. A lot of great roles for that one. I may be auditioning for that.
Cool.
I am debating. I think I might. This last... movie that I did, student film that I did for Columbia University in Chicago, wrapped up last week, really wrapped up this weekend. We kind of got together on Saturday to just go over some stuff, and we were actually going to refilm some things, but Friday night she went over everything and she's like, we got it, it's good. So we just kind of hung out and talked a little bit.
Nice.
And I did want to wrap up just sending a big shout out to Rachel Bozaski. Rachel is a young voice, young name. I don't think anybody in the world knows her outside of her family and friends right now. But this young lady, if she keeps at this, I have no doubt will be a known name.
Nice.
She did just really good work. And when we first met, she wasn't sure if she wanted to continue doing this. And through this process has found her love again of theater, of acting, good. Of writing, of all that. And I just want to empower her, encourage her. I know she's out there listening. Keep doing what you're doing.
Keep it up.
There's great work inside of you, and you deserve as much as the audiences of yours deserve to experience it.
Awesome.
So again, real quick, you can find out more information and get your tickets for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater Plays at WRCT.org. It's WRCT.org. And find out more about Central Wisconsin Community Theater at CWACT.org. CWACT.org. Take a break. Come back with some That Ain't Right stuff, some good stories of the day. Plenty more coming up with Melissa and James on the morning show here at WFHR.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Fry.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs around 36, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight, lows dip down to about 26. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, high of 33. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
Welcome back to the morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here. Get you ready for Mel's news coming up in just a few. Some guys are brilliant in the kitchen, others not so much. Unless their brute force is needed to open a stubborn jar lid. And now those men are even more unnecessary. There's a video going viral online where a guy shares his trick for opening a difficult lid. You just take a spoon, stick it underneath the lid along one of the grooves, and gently pry the lid away from the glass. Okay. The suction will release, and you can easily twist the lid off. Now, this is not a new trick. There are previous examples of it online, and some comments say that they've been opening stubborn jars like this for decades. Still, it's new to some people. Mm-hmm. But be careful when doing this, because if the glass breaks or shatters, you'll have a huge mess. Mm-hmm. Or you could cut yourself or someone else, of course. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times I have found that I thought I got everything, was positive I got everything, and I walk through there, and sure enough, in my sock, I find a piece of glass or something. Mm-hmm. Also, this is only for jars that are stuck because of the pressure when they were sealed. Sometimes a jar is stuck for a good reason, like having something dried in their threads.
Right. Sticky.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of trying to show this to Melissa a little bit here, but I don't think I really need to. I think you pretty much, I pretty much get the idea of this. And right. In fact, I'm pretty sure most of us have done this.
I've never done it by sticking a spoon under end. I've taken a butter knife and tapped the top of the lid.
Ooh,
because that also breaks the suction, and you're far less likely to crack the jar doing that way. But either one of those methods ruins the integrity of your lid.
I was going to say, if you want to reuse this again.
Right. If you want to reuse the jar, the lid is pretty much, trash then.
So, while I don't begrudge this guy and his technique or whatever, I also think it's a one-time use. Mm-hmm. It only works when you first bought the product.
Right.
It doesn't, what is the majority of times when you need help opening something? It's when somebody, like me, more times than not, has tightened it too tight.
Wrenched it down too far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, I that's more of the issue.
Yeah. And now, if after you do that to the lid, because he just stuck the lip of the spoon, the very tip of the spoon up inside of there and pushed it so it moved the lid over. If you tip that jar, guess what's going to come out?
Yeah.
Pickle juice.
Pickle juice all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably wouldn't be a huge stream of it, but you're still going to get pickle juice coming out.
Yeah.
I think that the gripper pads that they have.
There you go.
Are a much better option because it gives you a lot more torque.
It's all about that.
The grip.
It doesn't matter how strong you are. It's mm-hmm. the grip and the torque. That mm-hmm. it's all that it takes. Man, woman, alien, dog, anything with maybe not dogs. Anything with
those thumbs.
Yes, anything with thumbs can do this.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. Sometimes I'll admit there's moments in my life where it's felt darn good to open that jar for some. Here you go. Yeah, open that jar for you. I'm gonna go outside now. Maybe just take a look at the sun for a little while. I've earned it. I admit that I have felt that way at times, mm-hmm. But it is unnecessary, and you really don't need us for this.
Well, I asked my boyfriend to open a jar not too long ago. Because I was like, I tried, and I was like, oh, I could probably get this if I really wanted to try really hard, but I don't. And he's standing right here, and I want to make him feel manly.
Yes.
Would you please open this for me? He had such a hard time with it.
Oh, that's...
I'm so glad that I didn't try really hard. Because, he got it.
Yeah, yeah.
He got it, yeah. But he really had to work at it.
I didn't think that part of it, though. I didn't think about that part of it.
And then I'm sitting there thinking, oh, man, I'm really glad I didn't try.
That's a good one. We'll take a break right here. We will get to Melissa's news. Come back with a, I don't know if it's a That Ain't Right story or not. We'll find out together when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, here's a look at your local news. I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids Police Department will no longer offer fingerprinting services at the department. People needing fingerprints for employment purposes will need to contact fieldprint.com for an appointment, location, and hours. There are locations in Stevens Point and Marshfield. If you need to be fingerprinted for court, go to the Wood County Jail, 400 Market Street in Wisconsin Rapids. The railroad crossing on Market Street in downtown Nakusa does not currently have working lights, and drivers need to be especially watchful for trains. Domtar Mill has hired a company to hold stop signs for traffic when trains are coming through, but residents say people aren't paying attention. Flaggers are doing the best they can to warn drivers when a train is coming, and some close calls have happened because of inattentive drivers. Senator Howard Markland appeared on WRCO's morning show in Richland Center on Monday to discuss the closing of the UW-Platteville-Richland campus. Senator Markland told host Ron Fruit he couldn't give any hope that the UW system or Platteville will consider changing their plans to close the campus. He also said that regionalization hurt the Richland campus.
I don't know if that was intentional on the part of the system or byproduct of that decision, but it's pretty clear that regionalization had a big impact here.
Senator Markland and Representative Tony Kurtz held a listening session in Richland Center later on Monday to hear concerns from people in the community. Around 30 people expressed concerns, including the closing of the campus that seemed strategic and intentional. Some of the other issues discussed included the state surplus, shared revenue, opposition of a flat tax, and excessive paperwork faced by town clerks. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office is looking for a Huber inmate who didn't return from her medical appointment. Deputies are looking for Jessica Schaefer, age 27. She has bleached blonde hair and was last seen wearing blue jeans, a gray t-shirt, white shoes, a black sweatshirt, and a purple jacket. They have issued an active arrest warrant throughout Dodge County. Sheriff Dale Schmidt said if you have information, don't make contact with her. Just call the Dodge County Sheriff's Office or your local police. A grassroots organization in Milwaukee is asking the Milwaukee District Attorney to sign a pledge to not prosecute any abortion cases in Milwaukee. District Attorney John Chrisholm made a public statement earlier this year saying he would not prosecute abortions in Milwaukee. Reproductive Justice Action is demanding he sign a pledge to ensure the safety of residents and healthcare providers in his district. They are holding a press conference and rally on Wednesday, January 18th, outside the Milwaukee County Safety Building to announce the pledge. They are also asking DA Chrisholm to work with Attorney General Josh Call to repeal the 1849 abortion ban. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Home Furniture has been Central Wisconsin's home for the best in furniture for more than 60 years and four generations. Brands you know and trust, such as Lazy Boy, Ashley, Smith Brothers, and more. Our professionally trained consultants will help you find what you are looking for at an affordable price. Let our family help you create a space that's truly yours. Home Furniture, stop in for immediate availability or create your own piece. Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Snuggle up to a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting just for you. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by E-Way Sales and Pawn and the Southwood County Humane Society. E-Way Sales and Pawn. When the money's gone, it's time to pawn. With two locations in Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs around 36, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight, lows dip down to about 26. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, high of 33. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good start to your Tuesday out there. Melissa and James here with you. And I don't know if this is at any rate, if it's a good story, if it's going to help people, if it's not. I'm not sure what to do with this one. Did you know you get drunk faster if you use Diet Coke as a mixer than regular Coke?
Really?
Did not know this one.
Why is that?
Here's why. According to a doctor from the UK, it's all about the sugar versus artificial sweetener. The sugar in regular Coke makes it so your stomach empties slower into the small intestine, which slows down the alcohol as it goes into your bloodstream. Diet Coke's artificial sweetener doesn't slow things down the same way. It's also why you get drunk faster on an empty stomach. Mm-hmm. There's nothing stopping the alcohol from going straight to your blood.
Hmm.
So interesting.
Yeah.
So Diet Coke as a mixer gets you drunk faster. I don't know why, but I wouldn't have thought of that. I wouldn't have thought of it that way. If somebody asked me this, I would have said the opposite. Not with no intelligence whatsoever, just completely spitballing. Just, you know.
Right. Well, the knowing that artificial sugars dumps food out of your stomach into your smaller intestine quicker is also worth noting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
no,
what
absolutely.
Other implications does that have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's just the liquids, probably. It doesn't move along anything else faster.
Right. But still. I don't know. I feel like it's interesting to know, but I also don't know what good it does us. I don't know how much this is going to help anybody.
Knowing that you get drunk faster drinking the diet in your drink is good to know.
Yes.
Knowledge wise, but also the more we learn about artificial sweeteners, the more we realize that they are bad for us.
See, there was something there that I knew was nagging at me a little bit, like a little thread there. That's what it was. That's what I wanted. I knew there was something else there. Hmm.
Well, and honestly, so I guess I've gotten used to the flavor of artificial sweeteners in diet soda, like Diet Pepsi. I can tolerate a Diet Pepsi. Do I like it? No. Am I going to drink it if it's the only option or if I need to be polite? Probably. But I'm not going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But a lot of the other, like, so I bought something, it was like not a vitamin water. What kind of a vitamin water? But it had artificial sweetener in it, which I didn't realize when I bought it.
Huh.
And then I'm trying to drink it, and honestly, it made my stomach hurt. And I didn't like the taste of it. It's too sweet.
Hmm.
It's just, I don't know. I'm not a fan. And then the more you learn about how bad artificial sweeteners are for you, the more I'm glad I don't like them.
I know they never sit well with me.
Yeah.
I can usually tell if something has an artificial sweetener in it.
And maybe that's why it was having the effect on my stomach that it does. I have a rather sensitive stomach, obviously, as we've well documented on this station.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, people. So,
hey, look, this isn't our fault, all right? We don't even we get paid great here at Civic Media and everything, but nobody is making Rockefeller money in radio.
No,
we can't afford therapy, so maybe we have a little therapy on the air sometimes. I'm sorry, but it's we're just trying.
You can commiserate about my lack of being able to eat dairy and tomatoes.
New segment. We opened up
group
the phone
therapy.
Lines for like a half an hour, for like 20 minutes. It's like one segment or something like that where people can just call it an event. Like, that's all it is, because none of us can afford therapy. So it's here is one of the bigger That Ain't Right stories I think we might do. And it comes to us from Reddit of the Weird, our friends over at Reddit and the great work that they do over there. Chair rage. Police hunt for man who chewed bus seat.
Chewed bus seat.
I always encourage people not to just read headlines, but every once in a while, you got to include the headline because that is just that's an eye catcher right there. That's a pretty. Police in Devon are asking for help in finding a bus passenger who caused a bunch of damage by eating his seat, or at least a chunk of it. The young man was traveling on the bus in the England Reservoir, in England area, when he was apparently seized by an attack of hunger or boredom and began biting the leather seat. It is not entirely clear whether he swallowed the hunk of seat or spat it out. The footage caught the suspect gripping a bottle of fizzy water afterwards, which he might have used to wash it down.
Oh, my goodness.
Devon and Cornwall police have chewed over the evidence. since the incident and may have drawn a blank. So they have released a CCTV still of the chef chief suspect to help track them down. A police spokesman summed up the crime by, while traveling between Patagon and Torquay on a number 12 bus, a male passenger started chewing the leather seat he was sat on and continued to pick at a hole with it with his hand to make further damage, around $200 worth.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Well, so it's human nature to worry a spot that's already, you know, like coming off. Like, think about how you are when you have a scab on your hand. You pick at it, and then suddenly it's bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Or a spot on your sweater that's already started to unravel a little bit, and you worry it until it. So that I can see, but the biting and the chewing, is he three?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Ooh, I mean, to be fair, there are still teeth marks in the pew where my family used to sit when I was a kid in church, up until, and it had to been like 7, 8, because I have a gap in my front teeth, and that gap is very prominent in my teeth marks on the pew,
because
I would just kind of sit there and gnaw on the bench during prayer.
That's rough.
But leather? I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I don't think
that's
as satisfying as chewing on a piece of wood like a beaver.
Yeah. I have a feeling. You know what? One of those things, I don't feel like I have to try to. I'm just going to take, you know, yes. I think that you have a, I think you make an actual point there. And I'm going to go with that. That ain't right. No. Take a break. Come back. We'll have some more fun. We'll take you to the top of the hour with some good stories of the day coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org. It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, "That's a surefire hit." Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. Highs level off around 36. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows around 26. Cloudy skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow. High of 33. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here on WFHR. It is 9:45 on the clock. Melissa and James here to take you to the top of the hour with nothing but fun and some good stories of the day. Looking forward to getting into these.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to touch on this one first, Mel. Gardening could help reduce the risk of cancer, boost mental health, and bring communities together, according to new research.
All right.
Scientists say it leads to eating more ferocious fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. exercising more, and building social connections, which together can ease stress and anxiety and lower the risk of various illnesses.
All right.
In a classic case of correlation or causation, while it's known for that those who garden tend to be a healthier weight and eat more fruit and vegetables, it's unclear whether healthier people just tend to garden more or whether gardening influences health. Chicken or the egg kind of thing here and stuff.
Which one influences which?
To find the answer, Dr. Litt, a great name, L-I-T-T, that's good, recruited 291 non-gardening adults with an average age of 41 from the Denver area. Half were assigned to the community gardening group, and the other half were put in a control group that was asked to wait 1 year to start gardening. The gardening group received a free community garden plot, some seeds, seedlings, and an introductory gardening course. Both groups were surveyed about their nutritional intake and mental health. They also underwent body measurements and wore activity monitors. The group started in spring, and by autumn, those in the gardening group were eating an average of 1.4 grams or 7% more fiber per day than the control group.
Hmm.
It may seem like a small difference, but it isn't. Quote, an increase of 1 gram of fiber can have large positive effects on health, said the co-author James Herbert, director of the University of South Carolina's Cancer Prevention and Control Program. The gardening group also upped their physical activity by around 42 minutes per week and saw their stress and anxiety levels decrease, with those who came in the most stressed and anxious seeing the biggest drop in mental health issues.
Wow.
So, again, long story short, we're not telling you anything groundbreaking here necessarily. Gardening, people that garden tend to be healthier, but I think the mental health aspect of this, mm-hmm. I think, is noteworthy. And I think it's actually kind of fun that we have some science to back this up now.
Yeah. Getting your hands dirty, playing with plants. These are good for your body, good for your mind.
Quote, it's not just about the fruits and vegetables. It's also about being in a natural space outdoors together with others.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty darn good. It's just, again, I don't think this is any like, yeah, we knew that already. we understand that, but I don't think we had studies and science to back this up before.
Well, and the cool thing is all of these community gardens that you see cropping up in cities.
Mm-hmm.
Cropping up. Nice, I did it this time.
Yeah.
Because people that live in cities don't have the land. They don't have the space to be able to put in a garden. Sure, maybe you can put in one little raised bed in your front yard or your backyard, but what if you don't have a yard?
Mm-hmm.
There's only so much you can do with pots. There is some you can do with that, but having the availability of these community gardens is really cool, and it does help you connect with other people that have that similar interest that you maybe wouldn't have otherwise.
Got a good story of the day here, and this one touches a little close to home for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I was living in DeKalb, I was a part of an organization called PAWS. They do some amazing work in this country. PAWS is they take animals that are you know, kind of. So during Hurricane Katrina, there were hundreds and hundreds of animals that were misplaced and all that. PAWS came in, they flew down to New Orleans, picked up all these animals and brought them to the Midwest. A lot of us living in the DeKalb area and the Naperville area and stuff took in a lot of these animals and fostered them. Some of them adopted them, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a great organization. Well, I heard about this story through them because I'm still in contact with a lot of people there, and I write some commercials for them still, nonprofit and all mm-hmm. that stuff and everything. Dog missing since August, wildfire rescued in heavily snowstorm.
Oh.
This is a story of rescue that took place amid driving snowfall and brutally cold temperatures, and this unlikely tale of survival that began months ago. It's just amazing. So this dog goes missing in August. He was saved by two women who had their snowshoes into the remote area and sled the freezing animal down the steep mountainside.
Whoa.
It all started on December 16th when a man skiing in the backcountry of Twin Peaks in South Lake Tahoe came upon a dog trapped in deep snow and posted about the animal on Facebook.
Hmm.
According to a Facebook post on Tahoe Paws, the dog was in the snow, apparently unable to move, and was growling at the individuals who observed it.
Hmm.
El Dorado County Animal Service Officer Kyle Schumacher was notified and was unable to access the area due to the 5-foot snow depths in steep terrain.
Hmm.
And I'm going to show Melissa a picture of the dog here.
Oh, just his nose is sticking out.
Stuck and scared.
Mm.
And no wonder barking and not, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to probably protect itself. Who knows what other wild animals had come by and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy Jones is the founder and executive director, and an amazing human being, by the way, of TLC 4 Furry Paws and Tahoe Paws. The nonprofit specializes in searching for, rescuing, and reuniting pets with their humans. As soon as she learned an animal needed help, she assembled a team of volunteers who immediately jumped into action. Even though it was getting dark, animal trackers Leon Allen and Eliza Gozel strapped on snowshoes and began the trek up the steep terrain to where they had hoped to find the dog.
Hmm.
Allen, 61, told the San Francisco Chronicle that as she approached the animal, a pit bull terrier mix, she feared the dog was dead. In addition to the heavy snowfall, temperatures in Lake Tahoe area was at barely 6 degrees and oftentimes below.
Hmm.
They were able to get the dog to calm down and take the dog, bring it in, and the dog is, you know, going to have a bit of a recovery process,
mm-hmm.
but they were able to save this dog.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just amazing.
That's incredible.
Oh, really. And this story, you can find the complete article at AccuWeather.
Nice.
Go to AccuWeather.com for the complete article.
Aww.
But I do encourage people, if you have not heard of the organization PAWS before,
mm-hmm.
encourage you to look into the work that they're doing. Really incredible people. I'm not saying you have to work with them or anything. Just read. Just read who they are.
Yeah.
I really encourage people to do that. And that's kind of the case for a lot of things, Melissa, when it comes to, you know, reading, asking people to do a little homework on things. You did that recently. With a really good story of the day here. And I want to dive into that next.
Yeah. So our local Joseph J. White American Legion Post 442, they're holding a memorial fishery and raffle for Mark Simons, who was one of their members. He wanted to do this fishery. And unfortunately, he passed away before they were able to do it.
Yeah.
So the Legion is stepping up. Brad is kind of spearheading this, and right now they are selling raffle tickets for this that are going to be auctioned off, or that are going to be drawn, I should say, raffled at this fishery on the 28th. But there's the raffle tickets are on sale right now from this week, I mean, from the 15th through the 20th. You can buy them at three grocery stores, Pick and Save in Wisconsin Rapids, Nakusa Piggly Wiggly, and the Adams County Market, only from 12 to 2, because that's when these veterans will be there. And he also said to make sure, don't just drive up and expect them to be standing outside, especially if it's raining or it's cold. They're going to be inside. And a lot of these guys aren't able to, you know, stand for these 2 hours. So they'll be seated inside where it's warm. But stop in and buy these raffle tickets. Help these guys out, because they want to buy a plane for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. And if they can raise $70,000 for this, they will be able to buy a plane that can do the Never Forgotten Honor Flight and prioritize our vets from our local community.
It's just incredible what the communities can do when they work together, when they put their minds together, their ideas together. And the fact that they thought of this is already a win. Now let's make it, let's bring it home. Let's make sure that they are able to do this.
And if you want to participate in the fishery, those tickets are on sale next week at Lake Camelot. I don't remember the hours.
They're available noon to two.
Nope. The fishery. Registering for the fishery at Lake Camelot. I want to say it's like 4 to 6 or 6 to 8, or maybe it's like 2 to 6. Call Lake Camelot.
Yes.
Ask him when Brad's going to be there to sell for the fishery.
I have Brad's number here.
Yeah.
And Brad's number is 715-459-9053. That's 459-9053. Brad, Melissa's contact with a lot of this and everything. He'll definitely hook you up. He'll definitely take care of you.
And you can register the day of, too. On January 28th, the fishery will be at Camelot Lodge from 7 to 3 over there at Camelot Lake. And they've got a ton of really awesome prizes. And the kids' fishery, it's for ages 15 and under. The kids have free registration. And it's just a $10 registration for adults. So this is the first year they're doing this, and they want a really good turnout. They want to be able to help our vets take this honor flight.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a great thing to be a part of, everybody, and we encourage you to do that. So find out more and contact Brad. Encourage you to do that.
Oh, yeah, 6 to 2. It says it right on here, Melissa.
Did it? I thought
tickets
it did.
Tickets sold at Camelot Lodge from 6 to 2 next week.
That great reporting on this, Melissa. Really do appreciate the extra work that you did on that.
Well, thanks.
Of course, we got to talk a little bit about this, too. Our friends at Civic Media, our pair company, the people we love working for, had this fantastic idea of helping local businesses, of kind of giving back. We have had so much great support from our local businesses in all the towns that Civic Media lies in. We want to give back. We want to do something good. A lot of stations try things like this, and they will have an ad campaign that they think they're kind of giving you a deal, but not really. You know, they're going to charge you this to give this or whatever or anything like that.
This is no strings attached.
Nothing. It's free. And it's $1 million. It's $1 million advertising giveaway. This is a chance for local business owners in Wisconsin to be empowered to help your business get a step up.
Get the word out.
Imagine that, okay, I've got to have this much amount of money side for advertising. I'm a young business. I'm just starting out. I know how important it is to advertise. I got to put this aside. Wait a minute. Civic Media is doing this? So wait a minute. I could take that money that I was going to do and I can put it into my employees, or I can put it into my business and buy better products, or et cetera, whatever I want to do with that money, I can do it. And Civic Media is going to help me out like this? Seems like a pretty good way to help out your community. Seems like a great way to put back into your communities.
Absolutely. You want to mark this date on your calendar, January 26th, starting at 9 a.m. You're going to head to civic.media/million. Civicmedia.us/million. There, I got it right that time.
Yeah.
And then you can register to participate in this awesome ad giveaway.
Yeah. It's so much fun. You've only got 8 days, 23 hours, 1 minute and 50 seconds, 49 seconds, 48 seconds to go. I love this count. I love this tracker.
It's counting down. Bookmark the page. Set yourself a calendar reminder so you get on there, because this is going to go on until the money is gone or midnight.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to last till midnight,
James.
I don't think
it's going to last till midnight. No, I do not think it will.
And then you do need to make sure that you let them know you heard it here. at the morning show.
Yes, please do that, everybody. Make sure to mention the morning show, mention WFHR. Give us a little bragging rights. Let's show them what our listenership, how big our listenership is.
Easy drop-down menu.
Mm-hmm. Civicmedia.us/million, civicmedia.us/million. And, of course, you can go to civicmedia.us to find all of our podcasts. Great way to stream us, download the app, stream us that way as well.
And if you missed other shows, you can go back and listen to the podcast or listen to any of our sister stations across the Civic Media Network. Their podcasts are there as well.
Encourage you to do that and help us spread the word about these great, not only this great event that we're having, the $1 million advertising giveaway, but all these great people that we have on our network. We've got some amazing voices, amazing human beings, part of these things. And want you to not only spread the word, certainly about us. I mean, yeah, definitely first and foremost. I'm joking. I'm kidding. But we just all of our team. We got a great team, great teammates here, and we want to encourage that you to support them. Stick around. Got Morning Magazine coming up for you. In part one, we are going to speak with our friends from the Arts Council. We have some great people coming in for that. Of course, Sally Kistner and Brent Brittenocker and Tom Curry, tuba player with the Wisconsin Brass Quintet.
Is he going to bring his tuba?
I don't know. We'll find out. And Ben is going to join us from United Way. So we'll catch up with him in part two.
Oh, he'll probably tell you about the bingo.
Looking forward to it. Katrina Hittner sitting in with us tomorrow, Thursday. Melissa and Seth will be back with us. You have a good day.